Hello, friends. Sagan here. Welcome back to Indie Author Weekly, where I share my behind-the-scenes journey of writing and self-publishing books. If you are new to this podcast, I'm a productivity strategist for multi-passionate creatives at SaganMorrow.com. I help people manage their time and energy effectively through customized, actionable strategies that work for your unique life and business. When I'm not teaching about productivity to solopreneurs, I spend my time writing romantic comedies and occasionally business books. And that is what this podcast is all about, the adventures of the author life. Now, let's get into this episode of the Indie Author Weekly podcast. In this episode, I want to share the truth about creativity that every writer needs to keep in mind. And that is this. Creativity is not a finite resource. What I have seen time and again in my own business and with the people I've worked with, as writers, as business owners, as freelancers, and so on, is that we all have so much fear around the loss of creativity. And I get it. When you have a great idea for a character or a story, sometimes you can actually be so into that idea that it scares you too much to continue. That's pretty magical. And yet, you're also afraid that you'll never come up with as good an idea as this one, right? But the thing is, your creativity is a bottomless well. You have so much creativity and ideas inside of you, and they will continue to produce again and again in the future. This is about trusting yourself. And it's also about not being so arrogant to think that this one idea you have right now is the absolute best you'll ever have. We are all always going to improve. There is no limit. This one idea that you have at the moment is not the be-all end-all. It's just the perfect thing for right now. And in the future, you will continue to have more and more ideas. What this means is that you should not save your good ideas for when you are a better writer. Because what even is a better writer? At what point are you going to decide that you are good enough to finally use your favorite character or story idea? It's all arbitrary. There is no structure defining when you have reached your peak. And the best part about it is, that means that you never need to worry about hitting your peak. I know that this can be hard. I have had my share of dealing with this problem too. Every time I write a book, I have a moment of anxiety that this is going to be the best book I'll ever write, and I won't be able to top it. That's ridiculous. How can this book possibly be the best when next time you will have that much more writing experience and fresh ideas? Again, that's just your arrogance and your ego getting in the way. Don't let it. Because using up your best creative ideas right now will not diminish your creativity or storytelling ability. But you know what? Arrogance and your ego will diminish your creativity and storytelling abilities. So don't let those things get in the way of you having fun with your writing projects and sharing those stories from your heart with all of your awesome ideas this time around while you are at your current writing ability. Creativity is not a finite resource. You will have more ideas, better ideas in the future. And you will be a better writer and storyteller by using your current awesome ideas now rather than holding on to that arbitrary moment in the future. I feel very strongly about this. If you have been listening to this Indie Author Weekly podcast, or if you've been following me on social media for any length of time, then you already know that I am a huge proponent of the concept that there is enough to go around. I am multi-passionate in my work, and I am polyamorous in my personal life. There is always more inspiration and creativity and joy and all of those things to be had. The more that you make the most of what you have in this particular moment, including whatever awesome idea is churning in your head that you are holding on to or saving for a future book, the happier and more enjoyment you will get from the process, and the more freedom you will have to grow into your best writer self. Don't wait for later to make great use of your beautiful ideas. What are you waiting for? Trust that you will come up with better ideas in the future, and honor the magical ideas that you have right now, the ones that make your heart happy, by putting those ideas to paper today. All right, now I know that this was a short episode for today, but I think that this is a really important topic to consider. And again, I want you to internalize this and actually write. Take action on this. Okay, now I would love to hear your thoughts on this topic. So please do connect with me on Twitter and Instagram at SaganLives to chat about it. You can send me a message on either of those platforms if you have requests for future episode topics too. The more that you tell me what you would like to see more of on this podcast, the better that I can accommodate that. You can also submit your questions or topic ideas anonymously at SaganMorrow.com/question. If you enjoyed this episode, please take 2 minutes to share this podcast on social media and subscribe and rate it on Apple Podcasts. Anytime you share it or leave a rating or a review, it helps more listeners find the Indie Author Weekly podcast, so every bit counts. I really appreciate your support. By the way, you can access complete word-for-word transcripts of this episode and all past episodes, plus sample chapters of my romantic comedies, and a few other bonuses and goodies on the secret version of this podcast. Get access to all of that at SaganMorrow.com/secret podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Indie Author Weekly podcast, and I will see you in the next episode.